It's week two of our NFL prediction series with me, Nakori, and Aiden. And boy, it's getting tight heading into week two. Roll the music. Off the cuff, episode 16, 17, I really don't remember. We are back with the off the cuff NFL prediction series. I am here with, of course, you know, myself, Aiden, Nakori. Going into it right now, boys, we are tied at 9-7. Shout out to the Las Vegas Raiders for getting Aiden back into the game.
Don't shout out the Las Raiders. Don't shout
out. Let's
go,
Raiders. That's what I'm talking about.
But, hey, guys.
Like, they literally won by the grace of a higher power. I don't know which one it was. But it was a higher power, man.
But, hey, we're not alone this week.
He stripped Lamar Jackson. I don't care.
We've got our first guest. Next week, we'll have Latif on. But this week, we got the birthday boy in the building, Mr. Rello.
Yes,
how you
sir.
Doing today, Rello?
I'm doing good.
Happy birthday,
I'm
bro.
Doing good. I'm blessed to be the first guest on Off the Cuff, you know.
Yes, first guest on the NFL prediction series. We've had.
Well, yeah.
We've had a lot of guests, but on the prediction series. So here's how it's going to work for guests, Aiden and Nakori, because I kind of figured this out over the weekend. Guess, you know, we're playing for money, right? 40 bucks at the end of the year, whoever has the best record, For this week, week two specifically, if Rello can outpredict all three of us and have the better record, he will get $5 from each of us, which will be 15. But when if he ties with, say he ties with me, right? But me and him are tied for first, then you two owe him $5, which would be 10. But say it's a three-way tie, the loser has to give him only $5.
So we're we're tied 9-7 right now.
Yeah, we're all tied 9-7.
So
we don't owe him anything.
No,
we'll see how it works.
My thing is, where is he starting off? Like, it's going to be like one.
So week. I'm going to keep count of like every week.
Every week. Different. So, it's going to be different.
So like next week, we could all go 9-7
again.
But then I'll add our total like from week one and week two together.
Okay. Now
and I'll
seeing,
keep a total score and then a weekly score of all like right. How we all did.
Now,
so if someone goes 16-0, we can remember it.
All right,
yeah,
bet.
I knew that.
Now, Kyrio, you a gambling man, ain't you?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. We'll have to see how this goes. We start off with week one, Thursday night football. Football team versus the Giants, I'm going with the Washington football team. That D-line is going to kill that New York O-line, which is not that good. You saw how Saquon did against the Broncos last week. By the way, we all picked the Giants over the Broncos. I could have sworn I picked the Broncos.
The Broncos was good.
I don't know how we all picked the Giants.
We picked the Giants?
Yeah, we all picked the Giants.
We all picked them.
What was I thinking?
Man, we still had that Saints pick, though, Nakori.
Yeah, exactly.
But I got the Giants winning this game just because Fitzmagic is out 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
I'm going Washington football team, man. Yeah.
What you going with,
Rello? Definitely going Washington football team.
All right. Okay. Aiden's by himself on this one. Next up, I know Nakori's going to be by himself on this one. We've got the Raiders versus the Steelers. I'm going with the Raiders. I am not. You know, I'm still mad at Nakori. Nakori wouldn't have been tied with me if it wasn't for the Bills.
He wouldn't have been tied with either of us.
He would have. Oh, it just makes me mad because he would have. I would have been in the lead until, of course, you know, the Raiders won.
Yeah.
I would have been in the lead if it wasn't for the Bills choking away. Josh Allen, I need you to step it up, bub.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, thank you, Josh Allen. If you're listening to this, thank you.
Big Ben's throwing 3 picks this week. I promise you that. Raiders over the Steelers. Thank you.
Raiders.
What you going to win, Nicole? You going to stay with your Raiders? You
going to
stay with your Steelers?
You going to stay with the Steakers?
I don't know. Because Ravens in Steelers game, the game was good, and they were keeping up.
Yeah, shout out to the Raiders and the Ravens. That was a great football.
They were keeping up. You know, Lamar Jackson was really doing his thing. He's actually throwing dots, doing his thing, and kept his run game up. And the fact that Raiders were still being able to score, that was cool. So, I don't know. For me, this is a tough what. Y'all were thinking I was going with the Steelers?
Oh, for sure. We thought you were going with the Steelers.
I don't know because Steelers aren't really looking that good this year.
That's what I'm saying. They did not.
But
look,
they beat the Bills.
They won that game, but it doesn't mean they look good. Like the Lions almost came back and beat the Niners, but it's not like they played a great game.
That's true.
So
that's my Lions.
I honestly got to go with the Raiders.
Okay. All right. Rello, what you going with?
I'm going with the Steelers, man.
He's the big man.
Got Nakori. I mean, not Nakori. Najee, my bad.
Just like Cam Newton, Big Ben is washed, folks.
Look, I used to play football. I'm a D. Not a DB. Defensive tackle for the Steelers.
Steelers, man. But I'm definitely going to Steelers. I like Najee. I like their defense. Definitely going
They're
Steelers.
Solid. I just don't. I think what's holding them back this year, and I really do like the Steelers. It's Big Ben. As much as everyone's like, oh, he still got it. He's like Cam Newton. They're both washed. Just give it up, please. All right, next up, I know he's mad at me for just saying that. 49ers, mm-hmm. Eagles. This one's tough.
No, it's not. Because
I think it is. You saw how the Eagles played against the Falcons. They washed the Falcons, and I regret picking the Falcons now.
Did I pick the Falcons?
We both picked
the Falcons. I was the only
Falcons.
One that picked the Eagles.
I remember because I bring up that backstory. Eagles versus.
I don't even 49ers. Know who. I have the Niners down, but.
Because
I don't know. Falcon, I really think Falcon, the Eagles
see,
could win that.
The thing is, Falcons aren't really that good of a team.
Yeah.
So I can't base
they're
it.
They're rebuilding.
Off, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're in the middle of rebuilding.
I'm going with the Niners.
I got the Niners just because if Trey Lance starts, then I definitely got the Niners. If Garoppolo starts, then I know I'm
losing.
They
were playing a mixture of both.
I know, but Trey Lance was the main dude.
I like the Niners.
I got Niners on this one.
You got Niners.
I like Raheem.
Make sure you guys are typing.
Raheem's out for the season, though. You guys got to remember, Raheem Mostert's out for the season.
Oh, he got hurt?
Yeah, he's out for the season.
I'm going Eagles.
You said you got Eagles.
I'm going Niners.
I'm going Eagles. I'll go Eagles. Because I like the Eagles. I play with both of these teams on Madden.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going Eagles.
All right, next up.
They
got a good offensive line.
I honestly have to go with.
Ain't no way you going with the Eagles, Nicor. I'm not going with the Eagles.
They got three superstars.
The only reason
I
think the Eagles
line.
Could win is because Devontae Smith.
No, that's not.
I'm thinking the Niners.
I'm going. Because who does 49ers have?
Nick Bosa. You guys keep forgetting about Nick Bosa.
He's on the D-line. The Niners are like, I'm not even going to say they're quietly good. They're just going to be good. They're just going to be good, and everyone's going to forget.
Because I remember their Super Bowl run.
Yes.
They were amazing.
Dude, they're going to be good. The only problem last year was Garoppolo. Everyone got hurt. Nick Bosa got hurt. Garoppolo. Everyone got hurt on the Niners. This year, they are fully healthy.
Is Garoppolo
I'm
back?
They're the same
hurt.
Team.
Garoppolo's
yes.
back, but they're alternating
the
between
team.
Lance and Garoppolo.
49ers.
Yeah. I
49ers.
The Eagles, I still don't trust Jalen Hurts. Put in Gardner Goetschew, please.
Next up.
You heard what I said. All right, next up. I feel like this one's a sweep across the board. Browns versus Texans.
Oh, yeah, Browns for sure. Texans, they beat the Jaguars.
Keep in mind, that wasn't Deshaun Watson who played. That was Tyrod Taylor who played last week.
I'm
but
going
that was
with,
also against the Jaguars, so that's why I'm also like, dude, give me the Browns.
Yeah, I got Browns.
I got
definitely.
The Browns. The Browns are goated like that.
Rello's got the Browns. Now, Corey, I don't know why you're sitting here debating like exactly. the Browns aren't. You saw what the Browns almost beat the Chiefs in a blowout.
I know they almost did, but.
What are you.
Mahomes, bro.
I know it's Mahomes.
Kansas is known for second half comeback.
That's true.
So,
but still, I don't see why you're debating here. It's the Browns.
It's the Browns.
It's not like you're picking the Chiefs right here because
it's the
Chiefs aren't until later.
It's the Titans, though.
No, it's the Texans.
Texans. Oh, it's the Texans. Oh, yeah, I'm going with the Browns.
I was like, no, it's the it's Browns
Titans
versus
got,
Texans.
Titans got whooped anyway last week.
Yeah.
So many.
I don't know. I'm still debating on one game that has the Titans.
I don't know why I thought it was the Titans.
All right. Next up, we have Broncos, Jaguars. I feel like this is so easy.
I got Broncos.
I got the Jags.
Well, Aiden's not getting a point, though, for this
one. Hey.
Trevor Lawrence has no help.
3-3, but also. I mean, I just think Trevor Lawrence is going to win. Honestly, I want to see Trevor Lawrence
You're
win.
You're tripping.
His first game.
Give me the Broncos.
See, I have hope.
No.
I have hope for young Trevor
got
Lawrence.
A good defense.
Okay. Hey,
DBs.
If you guys want to let me get a lead this week, that's fine.
The
Go
Broncos
ahead, pick the
DBs is nice.
That's what I'm saying. They just got Patrick Surtain. I hope I'm praying for Jerry Jeudy and hope he can return this week.
He's out 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, that injury looks so bad. Luckily, it wasn't, what Dak Prescott's was. It's just a high sprain. But I'm going with the Broncos. Their corners are going to lock down.
I don't know. Because I really do have hope for a young
That's
Trevor
fine.
Lawrence.
You can have hope in Trevor Lawrence. Give me some free points. I'll take them.
I don't want you to have free points.
Then take the
I need $40.
Then be smart and take the Broncos.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, Isaiah, don't listen to Isaiah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm blocking him out. So, Tyra, who you got?
Oh, I got Broncos.
You got Broncos?
By far.
All right.
Even though Trevor Lawrence,
you guys
got to
remember,
Trevor Lawrence is good, but
they don't have receivers. They have no receivers, and the Broncos DBs is tough.
All right, we're going full. Well, except for him, we're going Broncos.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm like, bro, I like Trevor Lawrence too, but
because he does make sense. Like you can't. I mean, but
stop it.
Peyton did it.
What do you mean, Peyton?
Peyton
did
Manning
it?
Did it.
What do you mean?
He didn't have really that much good help.
Okay, but okay, bro. Wait, if you want to go with the Jags, that's fine.
I'm not going with. I'm staying with the Broncos.
Saints, Saints, Panthers. Saints. I'm going with the MVP.
We don't
of the
even need
right
to discuss
now.
I gotta this go right now.
I gotta go. Panthers.
Honestly,
the Panthers did not look bad. I just
that's all
bro,
saying.
Five tutties and he only had 148 yards. I was like.
Hey,
and Alvin Kamara.
I have an ongoing joke in my fantasy.
I don't know who number one is, and I forgot his name on the Saints at receiver. Saints. He is good.
Hey,
I don't remember. I think it's Marquez Callaway. But
you're going Panthers or Saints?
I'm going Saints. But I have an ongoing joke with Sam Darnold.
He has an ongoing joke in his
that Sam Darnold's going to win MVP, and he happened to play like an MVP last weekend.
He did. He almost lost to the Jets, but, you know, we'll let that slide. I'm going with the Saints. Jets. I'm so happy for Jameis Winston. I've always been a fan of Jameis.
I don't like Jameis.
I've always been a fan of famous Jameis. I've always been a fan of Winston.
Jameis.
I've always been a fan of him since the 2015 draft when the Buccaneers took him over Marcus Mariota. And it's starting to work out for the Saints at least, so I'm happy for him.
I got to go Panthers, man. I don't know why, but I do.
Do my eyes deceive me?
You don't say it to
Aiden, do
type
my
in,
eyes
we'll
me.
We'll see. Type in Panthers if you're gonna.
It's all. We already got that.
You typed it in, Ferrello.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got.
Next
it.
Up, Colts Rams. I'm going Rams.
Do
I don't.
My eyes
deceive
me.
Listen.
You're picking the Colts.
You're picking the Colts.
They played the Seahawks, guys.
Did you see what the Rams did on Sunday night?
That's what I'm saying.
The Rams were goaded.
Literally.
I don't care. But the Colts. Who are the Rams playing?
Hometown bias. Hometown bias. Me over last
That's what
week.
I'm saying.
I'm not picking the Colts this week.
Yeah. So I'm
hey,
Rams.
Hey, you guys got to listen.
I'm going Rams.
Tell me who the Rams played last week.
The Bears?
The Bears suck.
No, they
They are god awful. And you got to also think, Matthew Stafford played for the Lions. He knows how the Bears play.
The Bears
are
fair.
He hardly ever plays the Colts.
To be fair here, I'm going to say this. The Colts defense, right? You know, we were all saying Colts have the number one defense on paper. Colts have the number one defense on paper. They did not play like they were the number one defense on paper.
Like
now, I don't know because, yes, Aiden brought up a good point. It is the Seahawks, but now he's got me going back and forth.
And
I got to go with the Rams,
both,
I think.
I mean, Seahawks, they're good. They're
Cooper
great.
Cup,
they're
that Rams team is just good.
And literally, the Rams defense is unstoppable.
That is true. Jalen Ramsey.
Colts,
I'm going Rams.
You know, Colts, they got – it's pretty much like – the same thing. Who did Rams go up against last?
The Bears.
And then Seahawks went against the Colts.
I'm going with the Rams.
I'm going with the Rams. Yeah, I'm going with
I hope I'm wrong, but.
Listen, I'm a huge Matthew Stafford fan because I'm a Lions fan.
Yeah.
But you also got to think, Stafford played the Bears. The Bears are awful.
Okay,
yeah, but
and
the
Seahawks played the Colts.
The Colts were good last year. The Bears weren't.
The Colts are good.
There's a difference.
Corey, you keep doubting the Colts. Off 1 week.
You're right.
I'm down the Colts off 1 week, too, because, I mean, there
That's
is money
I'm
on
saying.
The line, but I don't know. I just can't.
I feel like I got Rams.
Okay.
I feel like maybe, like, further in season,
I feel
I'll
like
start
the
picking
Colts,
Colts.
The Colts got dealt a bad hand. The first 2 weeks, they're playing two of the top contenders in the NFC.
Exactly. So, I feel
the Rams
like,
are contenders. I'm not even going to, like, debate that. So, we're all going Rams besides Aiden, right? Yeah. I feel like every pick has been, like, 3-on-1.
I know.
So whoever wins, it's gonna be like that's they're going on.
It's literally gonna watch Aiden win like all the
Most
ones
weeks.
Where he's by himself.
All right, Bills Dolphins. I picked the Bills, but I'm going back and forth again with this.
What?
I'm
going with
I'm
the
going
Bills.
Bills all day.
Listen, they lost
Don't
to the Steelers
play.
Last week.
Everyone's
yeah.
going Bills.
Okay, the Steelers are
I'm
good.
Going Bills.
Steelers are okay. Yeah, the Steelers are good.
Oh no, man.
I don't know, like. Tua looked good.
Man,
that Dolphins team
y'all
looked good.
Dolphins over Bills.
I don't know, man.
I don't know what's wrong with y'all.
I'm going Bills.
I feel like everyone, like for me, Nicori, and Aiden, we're all thinking in the back, man, if I could get this pick, it's a steal. That's what everyone's saying. Like, you get that upset pick, it could change the course of this week.
If I get, bro, them Dolphins, man.
I'm going with the Bills.
I'll pick a 4-2.
How about them Dolphins?
I feel like me.
How about them Dolphins?
How about them Dolphins?
How about them Dolphins, boy?
But no, I'm going
Bills. Yeah, I'm not going to change.
What if I went like 4-12 this week?
It sucks.
That's Bills all across the board.
That's the first thing. That's the first one all across the board. That's surprising. Coming up next.
No, it was about to be two.
The Browns.
Jets.
We had the Browns, too.
We did?
Yeah, we had the Browns, too.
Okay.
So that's two.
Patriots and Jets.
Pats.
I don't know why this is a decision here.
I think we need to discuss this.
Jets?
What?
Are you
serious?
You trolling?
You're trolling.
No, for real.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's a bold pick.
Okay.
That's a really bold pick. I mean, even though Zach Wilson was number two.
Zach Wilson looked good, but I need this. I feel like Rello,
he lost to the
point,
Panthers
Rello,
with
so
Darnold.
You said the Jags like Trevor Lawrence. Wilson needs help. The Patriots, I feel like people are forgetting. The Patriots splashed a lot of cash on receivers and tight ends for Mac Jones.
I can't go with the Patriots. They shouldn't have did that to my mans, first of all.
He's still mad about Cam Newton.
Shout out to Cam.
You already know why. The Jets, let's go
get it,
shout out
to washed Cam Newton.
Let's go get
still
it,
still have supporters out there.
You got to chill.
Jets going to get it, man.
All right. We'll see. All right, next up. Guys, I've been so back and forth on it's just debating. I'm debating on this pick.
Next up is Bengals and Bears.
But it's like if Justin Fields gets put in, I feel like that offense on Sunday night looks entirely different.
Yeah, it's gonna roll
and I feel
different.
Like it could be way closer of a game. That's why I'm just like, I really want to go with my man Joey Burrow because he gave me a blessing last week, beating the Vikings, kept me up in the predictions.
Yeah, I'm going with Burrow. I'm going with Burrow. But,
I don't know because
if they put in Fields.
I gotta go.
I'm gonna go Bears. I feel like I gotta go Bengals. I can't.
I'm gonna go Bears.
I gotta go Bengals. I don't know.
What about you, Nakori?
I don't know, man. Yeah, like,
I know.
Like, this is stressful.
If they don't put in Justin Fields, it's the Bengals. If they put in Justin Fields, I think they have a better. I think they like could beat them. Because the Bengals aren't that good yet. Their O-line is still pretty bad. The defense is eh. The only thing they really have is Burrow, Mixon, and Chase.
Man, I'm going back.
And Chase also drops a lot of passes.
And Jamar Chase has dropped a lot of balls. Pause.
I'm going Bengals, man. I'm going.
Look at the podcast. I was still saying.
I'm going Bengals. Oh, no.
Bears.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Bucks, Falcons. This one's probably a sweep across the board.
Oh, no.
Unless the Corey's feeling some type of way.
I'm going Bucks.
Bucks.
Yeah, Matt Ryan.
I guess he's going Falcons. Huh?
No, I'm not going Falcons, man. Look, man, when it comes down to you, there's money.
You don't bet against Tom Brady.
I'm gonna let that be known on the podcast right now, man.
Don't bet against Tom Brady.
Man, Tom Brady, bro.
I bet against Tom Brady one time and I'll never do it again.
Man, who did Green Bay go? I don't know though.
It's gonna be one time this week. Well, like one time in these weeks that Tom Brady loses the game because they're not going to go undefeated.
That's what I'm saying. Nah, no one's going undefeated.
I feel like they're going to go on the Seahawks, and Bucks is going to be a good game.
We'll have to see. Who's your pick now, though?
Bucks.
Okay, come on.
Bucks? Who else? Who you got?
Bucks.
Bro. I didn't say it.
All right, next up, Vikings, Cardinals. I feel like the Cardinals.
We're just gonna skip past this one. Cardinals.
Yep, Cardinals. We ain't even gotta talk about. Ain't nothing to talk about.
Kyler Murray had 6 touchdowns.
Yeah. Cardinals. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, Kyler Murray. He's playing.
All right, here's one where I've been back and forth all week. Titans, Seahawks.
The Hawks.
Like, I want to go Titans. It's like I really want to go Titans.
Oh,
here.
My God. This is a good game, bro.
I
want
to go Titans.
I got to go Titans, though, man. King Henry, man. In the flesh, man. Ooh, the only reason I think King Henry can get, hang on. I need some silence.
I need some silence. This one goes out to my brother. This one goes out to my stepdad. This goes out to all my Colts fans in the family. King Henry will sit on his throne for as long as he shall please. I'm going with the Titans. I know Russell Wilson likes to act like an MVP for 5 weeks and then stop playing football, so I'm going with the Titans.
Let's get it,
Tannehill. Let's get it, Julio. Let's get it, King Henry. Let's get it, A.J. Brown.
Julio is on the Titans.
For sure.
But, hey, look, Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, Russell Wilson.
That's what I'm saying.
Them Seahawks are nothing to play with, boy.
Seahawks are tough.
DK, man. Big body, too.
But so is Julio and AJ.
When it comes to me, I feel like it's like a DK Metcalf. I compare him to like a Joe Walker for one.
Stop it.
You can't compare DK Metcalf to Joe Walker.
But I can compare height-wise.
You can compare DK Metcalf to a Calvin Johnson.
Who's Calvin Johnson?
You don't know who Calvin Johnson is?
Megatron?
They said Megatron. I call DK Metcalf. No, stop.
You really don't know who that is?
Calvin Johnson?
Yes.
Who that is right there?
Dude, please.
Please get out.
Please,
oh my God.
Are you serious?
Can't say that around a Lions fan, my man.
Yeah, yeah,
Calvin Johnson.
Wait, no, you can't say that around any NFL fan. You really don't know?
Calvin Johnson, if he stayed in the league longer,
you're on the prediction series. You really don't know who that is? Like, you're being.
Megatron.
What number did he wear?
What team did he play for?
Lions.
I just said
what was his number?
What was his number?
He only wore what number?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
He doesn't know who Calvin Johnson is.
No, I don't know who Calvin Johnson is.
What?
I told you, I'm not like a big NFL fan, but
that
I still watch.
He is an NBA fan.
I'm an NBA fan.
81.
If Calvin Johnson stayed in the league longer, if the Lions didn't suck and he stayed in the league longer, he would have broken Jerry Rice's record. Both of them.
You know Jerry Rice?
I heard of Jerry Rice.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, what's next?
That's okay. So we all are going with. So wait, hang on. Oh, yeah. Corey, did you make your pick?
Yeah, I went Seahawks.
And I went.
You went Titans.
Who did I go? Titans, yeah, Titans.
Ooh, I almost said a bad word. I think I want to go Seahawks now. I don't know. I don't know why I'm rolling with the majority so much with this one, but
this is gonna be. This is gonna
it's
be
like the Titans played so bad.
Shutting him low, 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 low. All right, come on, let's get it.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
I feel like I want to go Titans.
Go ahead, Titans.
But I don't know. The Seahawks look good,
bro. The Seahawks is not beating the Titans, bro. I'm sorry.
All right, I'm gonna side with the guest
watch,
on this
watch,
one.
Watch, when they come, when they do win, he gonna come in. I told y'all, Titans not being. Seahawks not being
also,
the Titans.
Rello, you can't switch your pick. I know, you don't have access to the sheet, so
yeah,
we can't.
So it don't matter.
I could switch my pick.
By the way, for all you people, I take pictures of these picks
right before the sheet,
so you can't. So if you switch, I'll change it back.
Right,
no cheating. No New England Patriots in here. All right.
How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? I'm going with the Cowboys or the Chargers. Come on now.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I gotta go with the Chargers. I'm sorry, y'all.
I'm not tripping.
But
I want to see her.
I gotta go Chargers. It's gonna be a good game.
It is.
Is Tony Romo playing?
Tony Romo's retired.
He knows that. He joked with me like that in second period. He knows.
And he was like, bro, come on. Tony Romo's retired. You got mad, bro.
I was like, dude, there's no way. How do you not know who Calvin Johnson is?
Are you
is?
All
and
going
he
Chargers?
Tony Romo's retired.
I'm going with the Chargers.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
I'm going with Chargers. Man.
I'm going Cowboys.
You just said Chargers.
You just said Cowboys.
Why you changed now?
Because y'all going with the Chargers, so I'm going to go Cowboys.
I just don't understand why you guys are going with the Chargers. I get the Chargers look good, but the Cowboys offense.
I like Justin Herbert.
Dak.
Stop. Before Dak, you say, Dak isn't 100%. Dak threw for 304 TDs. I don't want to hear that.
I ain't saying nothing about nothing.
What are you going to say about
First
Dak?
First of all, I was going to give him his props.
Okay.
I was going to give him his props.
Stop.
Zeke sucks.
Zeke isn't doing too hot.
Get out.
Calm down.
Did you guys watch him last season?
Have you guys watched Zeke for the last two years? Zeke's my favorite player.
He sucks. No, he sucks.
He doesn't suck. He hasn't been playing well.
He sucks. The last what?
Who next?
Hey, can we talk about the current game?
Ooh. I'm sad. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Who do we got?
I got Chargers.
Chargers.
You guys are wild. Okay, I'm going Cowboys.
I got Cowboys. Yeah, I got Cowboys.
No!
All right, next up, Chiefs Ravens.
No!
This one's for
I'm
going
to have to side with the Ravens,
no!
man. Lamar Jackson, he looked kind of heated, so I got to side with the Ravens.
This one's the Chiefs.
Oh, my God. Why
Chiefs.
Why they do this to me?
I got to side with
Lamar Jackson's not about
Lamar
to perform.
Lamar Jackson looked kind of
heated.
He
ain't about to perform in prime time for a second week. That's crazy. Give me the Chiefs, yeah.
I don't know.
Give me the Chiefs.
What's the matter, Nicole?
Ravens.
My two favorite teams in the NFL.
Isaiah, I'm going Ravens.
Okay.
Going Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
I'll type that in.
Patrick Mahomes. Kettle.
Nicole, bro, what are you going with?
I don't know, man. Because look, still at the end of the day, Lamar Jackson he's staying in the pocket and he's still throwing with accuracy. But Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. He's still doing his thing.
You're not
still
being on the table.
My fault. Still doing the second quarter comeback. It's still his thing. So never mind. I'm going Chiefs.
Okay.
I just thought about it.
I don't know why Ravens lost to the Raiders.
I mean, come on.
Ravens can go up 33-0 and the Chiefs are going to come back and still win.
That's what I'm saying.
Down what 29-10 against the Browns and came back and won that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I didn't watch the game all the way.
I had to go to work. So
now I'm debating on this one. This may be the pick where I shock everyone, but I'm actually going to go with the Lions over the Packers.
The Lions. Like that's what I'm talking about, Isaiah.
I feel like the Packers are going to sell this week.
The downfall.
I feel like Aaron Rodgers is selling the Packers. Aaron Rodgers is probably still good. He's just like, I'm leaving in a year. Interception, interception, interception.
The downfall of Aaron Rodgers.
No, the downfall of the Packers. Aaron Rodgers is fine. Yeah. He just doesn't care.
The Packers have always been good.
This season, Aaron Rodgers just does not care. He just doesn't care.
He was on the bench. And he was
He's
like,
ready to leave.
I'm here. All right, cool.
I'm going with the Lions.
Lions. Because I'm biased on this pick. Because I don't like the Packers at all.
Packers, Packers, you Packers, 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 Packers. Oh, my God. Packers is going to do this.
He said, pack them up, coach.
Let me hear the roar.
Aaron Rodgers win?
Yeah.
Packers all day.
I mean, did you not see him?
Did you not see the game?
Did you not see the game? He threw like three interceptions against the Saints.
Nah, I didn't see it.
Yeah, he got benched that game.
They lost 38-3 to the Saints and then got benched in the fourth for Jordan Love. He's staying with the Packers.
Packers is going
to. We tried to switch. We tried to switch his vote there.
All right. Watch him win that one.
You're going to be paying Rella 15.
Who you got?
I'm picking the Lions.
Why ain't you got it on the thing?
I'm picking the Lions.
Write it down.
That game against the Niners, they almost came back and won, and Jared Goff looked really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Everyone's hating on Jared Goff. I know he got traded for Stafford because Stafford's just way better. But dude, Jared Goff can play some football,
and he's young still.
He's still
in his 20s.
They traded so that if I know most people, they're NFL fans, they don't keep up with the free agency part. They traded so the Rams traded Jared Goff for Matthew Stafford, and now Stafford's on the Rams. But you knew that already. You just didn't know that. So
Goff went to the Lions.
Yeah. Goff is on the Lions. That's funny. I'm going with Goff and the Lions. Nakori, we're always waiting on Nakori. No,
because,
we're good
though. Like when even though I don't watch the NFL,
I still have
got a free point right here. Go Lions.
No, because Aaron Rodgers still got that badge. He still got his, you feel me? He still got his stripe.
But I just think of it as, I wonder, like, I don't know if that was maybe just a bad game, because here's something I'll say. Fun fact, the Saints specifically, you know, the Saints played in Jackson. So for people that don't know, the Saints played in Jacksonville because Hurricane Ida, they couldn't play in New Orleans. And they specifically picked to play in Jacksonville is because Aaron Rodgers statistically has had his worst games in Jacksonville. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it was just because, you know, the statistic laid true to itself.
I don't know why.
Or it's just Aaron Rodgers is selling the team.
I don't know why y'all bet 40 against this dude. Like, do y'all hear him talking, bro? Like,
who, me?
Yes. Listen to how he talked about this sport. There's no reason why.
There's a reason because we're all tied at 9-7 exactly. Going into week two.
So that must mean I know something going
Somebody
on.
Somebody knows something.
Somebody knows something.
I know something.
Sometimes statistics are wrong, but I mean, that one just proved to be true.
I'm going Packers, man. I'm going.
Thank
Packers.
You, bro.
All right. I'm off this show. I'm out of here. I'm going home.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. It's going to be an interesting week. We'll see how week two plays out. Rello, you got something?
Thanks for having me, y'all.
No happy problem. Birthday. Happy birthday to DJ Rello.
Thank you.
DJ Rello. Happy birthday to Rello. And, it should be a good one. Mm-hmm. I am most definitely looking forward to week two. I promise you guys, these are not the only episodes we will have on the podcast. There's plenty coming out, but right now, you know, I got to get this dub. I got to get this $40. And this podcast, it ain't going nowhere for a very long time. Thank you guys for listening, and I will see you guys for the next episode. Highlight, you got something to say?
Hey. It's Hollywood, baby.
All right, we'll see y'all for week three predictions next week, and we'll recap week two as well, because it's going to get a little chaotic with how these predictions went.